This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel is expanding its ground incursion into Gaza and said Monday it killed dozens of Hamas terrorists overnight. The incursion comes as a humanitarian crisis in Gaza is worsening. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli tanks and troops pushed further into the northern Gaza Strip overnight Sunday, reaching the outskirts of densely populated Gaza City as Israel continued its unrelenting airstrikes on Gaza. Israel said it killed dozens of Hamas terrorists who had barricaded themselves inside buildings. The expanded Israeli incursion came amid a growing humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Health Ministry said the death toll since the Israeli airstrikes began more than 3 weeks ago passed 8,300, more than half of them women and children. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. and coalition forces continue coming under attack in the Middle East amid rising tensions over the Israel-Hamas war.
Two American defense officials say from October 17th to today, there were 23 attacks on bases housing U.S. forces, at least 14 in Iraq and 9 in Syria. Many of the drones and rockets used were intercepted and did not reach their targets. This comes days after the U.S. retaliated for earlier attacks, striking two facilities in Syria used by Iranian-linked militants. The U.S. stresses that defensive strikes are unrelated to the Israel-Hamas war. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Israel's intelligence ministry drafted a wartime proposal to transfer the Gaza Strip's 2.3 million people to Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. It is drawing condemnation from the Palestinians and exacerbating tensions with Cairo. The junior ministry does not have the power to take any such decisions on its own. This is VOA News. The United States on Monday condemned violent anti-Semitic events that have been reported in Russia threatening Israelis and Jews after rioters in the predominantly Muslim Dagestan region stormed an airport to catch Jewish passengers on board a flight from Tel Aviv. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
We call on Russian authorities to publicly condemn these violent protests, to hold anyone involved accountable, and to ensure the safety of Israelis and Jews in Russia.
Videos from the airport at the regional capital of Dagestan showed the rioters, mostly young men, waving Palestinian flags, breaking down glass doors, and running through the airport on Sunday evening. Police said that they had arrested 60 people in connection with the unrest and identified 150 of the most active participants. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov claims the violence was a result of outside influence and that ill-wishers had used images of suffering in Gaza to stir people up. Court arguments are beginning in the effort to keep former U.S. President Donald Trump from running for his old job again. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The first set of arguments start in a Colorado court. A judge has scheduled a week-long hearing on whether a clause in the 14th Amendment barring someone who engaged in insurrection against the U.S. means Trump can't run for president in Colorado. On Thursday, the Minnesota Supreme Court will consider the same issue for the Minnesota ballot. Either case could reach the U.S. Supreme Court. The nation's highest court has never ruled on the clause, which was added after the Civil War. Trump has railed against the lawsuits, along with the other cases against him, as election interference. I'm Julie Walker.
A flow of recent data from the U.S. government has made one thing strikingly clear. A surge in consumer spending is fueling strong growth, demonstrating a resilience that has confounded economists, Federal Reserve officials, and even the sour sentiments that Americans themselves have expressed in opinion polls. Spending by consumers rose by a brisk 0.4% in September. This is even after adjusting for inflation and even as they face ever higher borrowing costs. Economists caution that such vigorous spending is not likely to continue in the coming months. Many households have been pulling away money from shrinking pool of savings. Others have been turning increasingly to credit cards. And the additional savings that typical households amassed during the pandemic are nearly depleted. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.